On Misericordia University Week, what did you think when you heard the word pandemic for the first time? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Amanda M. Caleb, professor of English and Medical and Health Humanities, delves into the many meanings of the word.
My work on pandemic literacy investigates how pandemics are represented rhetorically and practically, and how groups and individuals respond with their own constructions that complicate the work of public health. The lack of definitional distinction and phase boundaries within the World Health Organization's pandemic response has created challenges to health actions that are further exacerbated by the political and public perception of labeling something a pandemic. Thus, politicians can translate the word pandemic from its accepted description in order to persuade the public of a proposed action or to alleviate fears. Often this means amplifying pandemic to include a severity component that is not part of the WHO's description. Similarly, some social media constructions of the pandemic have perpetuated false information by modifying the word pandemic into terms like hashtag plandemic as an attempt to not only discredit the existence of the pandemic, but to also destabilize the meaning of the word with regard to COVID-19. At the other extreme, trending terms like hashtag pandemic baking did not change its understood meaning, but rather added the individual lived experience of a pandemic, taking the word out of a population health context. The varied uses of the word pandemic in health, politics, and social media suggest the malleability of the word, even as groups and individuals assume an accepted meaning. The instability of the word pandemic is in part because of its roots in uncertainty regarding the very disease it describes, which is entangled with political, communicative, and even linguistic ambiguity. These shifting connotations and denotations demonstrate how pandemics are socially and politically constructed, even in the face of health data.
That was Amanda M. Caleb of Misericordia University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.